Warning, this show contains strong language and topics that some viewers may find offensive. Listener discretion is advised.
Hello, wrestling fans, and welcome to another edition of the Supler Post Supler City Hall. I am Andy Kwan, and with me, as always, is Sam Brooks.
Something's different.
Well, yes, there is...
I can't quite put my finger in it, but something is different.
The thing is that even though Supler City Hall is over, and it doesn't exist anymore, we are relocating, so it'll be fine. Liam isn't. He's doing his own thing now. Still on the show, but not living with us. So I have been asked to be the guardian of this, the Supler City Hall Championship Belt. I will look after this. I will treasure this.
I've had a shave. That's what's new. Sorry, I should probably specify. Since the last show, which I did with Carmine, who was, quite frankly, in many ways most better than him, I have shaved since then. That's the big difference. I can't believe I forgot to tell people. I'm so sorry. I know it's very important to all of you. So what are we talking about today? Comments. That's what we're doing. Last time it was Battleground, and we hated it. Did you hate it? Of course you did. You hate everything.
Yes. I don't hate everything.
Yes, you do. We have a comment here from M. Gunter, which says, Sam, would you like it if Mojo and Zack were the ones that trashed the Fashion Police's office? Heel hype. No. I fucking hate the hype bros. I would hate them if they were heel. It's the same basic principle. I'm coming round to Mojo, everyone knows this. I still am not a fan of Zack Ryder, he can go fuck himself. If it's anyone other than the authors of Pain, I will be disappointed. Maybe Sanity, but that's not happening. Maybe the authors of Pain. I would be happy with that. Anything else, including the rumors of Luke Harper and Eric Rowan, bang, shoot myself in the head, because that's not something I want to see.
I have no strong feelings about this.
AKA, I have not been watching any of the Breezango segments.
Next!
Breezango have been putting on some amazing comedy segments. Why haven't you been watching them?
Because I refuse to watch SmackDown.
Okay, he's doing his petty little smark thing. Let's
As long as Jinder Mahal is the WWE champion, I will not give them a rating. I will not give them a view on YouTube. They can go... See, this is what people should do. Actually boycott the damn thing.
You still paying for the network?
Irrelevant, because I watch NXT.
Voidstorm says, for people who go down to NXT, because as we discussed at the end of the show with my special telegram, there might be a second superstar shakeup after SummerSlam. We know my thoughts on this. I feel negative. He obviously feels negative because it's Andy Kwan, but nevertheless... There are some people who might be sent down to NXT, to which Voidstorm says, for people to go down to NXT, I'd want Kalisto, Apollo Crews, and most importantly, Dolph Ziggler. The prior two have proven too green for the main roster in terms of mic skills and character development, and the big Zig himself needs something to refresh his career. And of course, I've been in the comments section responding to all of these because I'm benevolent like that. I think... Apollo is fine with the Titus brand now. He finally has that thing that gives him purpose on the roster. Kalisto, why is he not in the cruiserweight division? Why is he not a trademark cruiserweight? Why is he just someone that weighs less than 205? Why?
I think my problem...
And I know, is he on SmackDown or is he on Raw? I honestly can't remember. I think he's on Raw.
But this seems...
Yeah, he's on Raw. He's facing Braun Strowman. But no, Ziggler, I've... not been a fan of for several years. I'm not a fan of him now because it's just the same old shit. Even when he turns heel, he is an example of how turning people heel doesn't fix the problems, because the problems is down to the booking. Same people writing him, just because he's a bad guy now, that doesn't make him any better. What was the last thing that Dolph Ziggler actually did? Can you remember?
Feuded with The Miz and put his career on the line?
That was last year.
Okay, I don't know then.
That was literally 1 year ago, I think. We're now in August.
Mother of God, I don't know.
Has he done anything this year?
He made a cake.
Excuse me?
I'm just making stuff up. I don't know.
Oh, okay, he baked cake that one Sunday afternoon with his magical mansion.
You don't know. He might make cakes.
No, he's not done anything for an entire year almost. Oh, yeah. Wait, no, no. He feuded with Kalisto and Apollo Crews at the same time and still lost. Yeah, no, send him down to NXT where the talent is already bloated and they don't know what to do with half of the roster anyway. It's basically like a weird twisted game of Triple H Pokemon where he's just taking indie people just to have them.
I'm
gonna catch them all! That's what NXT has become, just Triple H's Pokemon Go fucking app on his phone. That's all it is. You had Kyle O'Reilly show up this week, that was cool. But having the zigzag down there is not gonna really do anything, I don't think.
I mean, my problem is, why do you need a superstar shakeup? I wondered how long it would take until they just kind of gave up with the idea of having, like, an exclusive set of brands in this draft. And how long it would take
they still
them.
Do, it's just that they keep swapping people between them like
that's
it's nothing.
That's not a bloody draft, then!
I don't know. Like, I brought it up last week, I would have said, why not just wait to do one singular draft rather than two, quote-unquote, superstar shake-up registered trademarks after each big pay-per-view? Like, what's the point? Why not just have one big one?
Yeah, but
why you gotta do
swapping,
two mini ones?
If you keep swapping people over as well, then you don't have a draft.
Well, even back when there was a brand split, there was a yearly draft, weren't there?
Yeah.
Why not just stick to that? Why do
I
you have to do
know,
two mini drafts?
Sam. Because that's logical, Sam. It makes sense, Sam. But
of course it does.
We're not booking it.
No, we're not. We have another comment here from Angus King who says, SmackDown is the land of outdated evil foreigner gimmicks. It's really stale. Even AJ Styles cannot keep me interested in the show. No wonder Battleground sucked. And to which I say, that's... yes, the main event scene of SmackDown is awful, but you do have Breezango. You do have the Usos. You do have the New Day. The women are kind of falling off a little bit, but people are interested in Naomi all the same. You have AJ Styles. You have Chad Gable. You have Rusev. You have a couple of small people in there that are keeping me to SmackDown, but I gotta say, I haven't felt this much pain over a main event scene as I have with the fucking gender machine that's going on right now.
This is the problem, is it's like...
And with your quote-unquote not actually a boycott.
If
you're still subscribed
NXT,
to the network, you're not boycotting
them. I like
them.
Watching other pay-per-views from the past. So, it's, you know...
Irrelevant. If you buy the network, you're not boycotting the company in any way. You're supporting
I'm not boycotting
them.
The company, I'm boycotting SmackDown as a whole. Fuck
wow.
SmackDown.
Big difference.
Great,
good comeback. I hate when you do that. People are liking that it's been me and Carmine, so now I'm happy
well,
to see that people
shit.
Are already complaining that it's me and you arguing again. Week
well,
in and week
no.
out.
No, this team Bear Hair, or Goat, or whatever the hell it is, takeover needs to stop. You know, this is why I put myself back in. Because I'm here, I get used to it.
It needs to stop, that's why he's been gone for 2 weeks. Hey Andy, do you want to do a show? No, I'm busy moving. Okay. That's
cool. Yeah, you tried doing a show with all your stuff piled up around you. That'd be a fun episode, wouldn't it?
I mean, I could probably still do that.
Shut up. So, let's move on to the main show then. Brock Edward Lesnar, which is literally his middle name according to Wikipedia. He has been challenged by John Jones for an MMA fight. But guess what? Poop is hitting the fan because Paul Heyman's like, LOL, something special will happen at SummerSlam. And everyone's like, LOL, does that mean Brock's going? What's happening?
Who the fuck is John Jones?
John Jones is the current reigning defending light heavyweight champion who defeated Daniel Cormier last
weekend.
Don't
they fight like every week? That's all
no.
I fucking hear about with MMA. John
he
Jones
fought...
versus Daniel Cormier. That's all I hear about.
He hasn't... What? John Jones hasn't fought in, like, a year? And
why do I keep
had,
hearing
like,
about this fucking
problems?
Fight that's always happening? Between those two, specifically.
That's because it keeps getting cancelled, because John Jones kept doing silly things.
Oh, yeah, this is the guy that takes the cocaine, and he also did that hit and run with a pregnant woman.
The very same man, yes.
So he's now the lightweight champion, yeah?
Light heavyweight champion.
Lightweight champion. Why
light
is he calling out Rocky?
Light heavyweight champion.
Why is he calling out Rocky, Andrew?
Because UFC have this thing now where they really like super fights. because the company that bought the UFC paid billions. And they're like, oh shit, we need to make this money back. So they're just like, LOL, let's put on super fights. Really, really, really good. So John Jones challenged Brock Lesnar at the end of the previous UFC event on pay-per-view. And he was like, Brock, if you want to know what it's like to get your ass kicked by a man who weighs like 30 pounds or something less than you, meet me in the Octagon. Drops the mic. And everyone's just like, Brock's been like saying things like, well, be careful what you wish for and all this kind of thing. Here's the reason why it can't happen soon. And there are two reasons. Number one, Brock Lesnar's contract doesn't run out until Mania. Number two, even if he puts himself in the drug testing pool right now, because he declared himself as retired from the sport, USADA, which Sam, is the company that drug tests all the UFC fighters. He got a 6-month suspension because he failed a drug test. But because he retired, that suspension is essentially suspended or frozen. So if he wanted to, if he wanted to come back, he would have to serve that 6-month suspension and also have a period of time where he would have to like be drug tested and it'd have to be clean. I'm having a look at the actual things from Mr. David Meltzer. Yes, so because Brock Lesnar retired in the middle of suspension, essentially putting his suspension on hold, he would need more than 6 months of clean drug testing before he could fight once he re-enters the drug testing pool, which he hasn't done yet, according to the UFC. So let's say, hypothetically, he does it now. He wouldn't be able to fight until the summer. And that's at the earliest. And then if he does it after Mania, he can't do it. He can't fight until 6 months after WrestleMania. So it's not happening anytime soon. So even if it ever happens.
Explain to me why this is important, Ben.
Because people are like, ooh, I want to see them fight. And the thing is, it's important because there were rumors flying around that Brock was back in the drug testing pool already and stuff like that.
Yes, I have heard of this, and that's why there's some special ramblings going on about the upcoming SummerSlam main event, wherein Brock Lesnar defends his championship against Samoa Joe, Braun Strowman, and Samoa Joe II in a fatal four-way. And they said on Raw, Paul Heyman said, Mr. Heyman said, if Brock loses, we're out. We're gone. Brock is gone. I am also gone. Me, Paul Heyman, saying these words right now.
And he did allude to being the there's an ultimate solution, being the ultimate fighting championship.
I don't know if ultimate solution is the best choice of words, Paul. Isn't that what Hitler did? The ultimate solution?
I thought that was the final solution. Anyway, the point is...
Final deletion.
Whatever! So the point is that... I think this is bullshit when Paul Heyman says stuff like this. Because it's just like...
Why do you think that, little bullshit goblin?
What?
Why do you think that, Mr. Bullshit Goblin?
Because his contract does not run out until April. Now, unless he's got a get-out clause, which I don't know if he has or not...
It's Brock Lesnar. I imagine if anyone would ever get out clause, it would be him.
Yeah, but
even then, he had an MMA fight under his WWE contract last year. What's to stop that from happening again?
Technically nothing, but...
He could be under contract with WWE, be as part of his fucking drug pool as you go on about. 6 months from now, that would be Royal Rumble time-ish. Sort of after... Right. In between Rumble and in between Mania, what if he goes away... After SummerSlam, comes back at the Rumble, does something there, leaves again, fights Mr. Bones, and then comes back for Mania, and then he puts over Roman Reigns.
Because the problem is that it depends how messed up he gets in the Jon Jones fight. Let's say if it happens in February.
Well, he's not going to get fucked up, is he? It's Brock Lesnar. I don't know shit about MMA, I don't know who Bones is, but tell me. Is he good?
Jon Jones is now being labelled the greatest fighter of all time.
I swear they said that about McGregor. What, are there two greatest of all times now?
Just shut up. So basically the point is...
So you're
going to
have the greatest of all time versus the greatest of all time.
The point is, Jones will likely, like, hurt Brock in some way, shape, or form.
And... it's MMA, I imagine that's the goal.
Yes, that's kind of the point, Samuel. So the idea of him going back at Mania injured, no. I can't see Vince saying, oh yeah, you go and fight in February and then come to my really big event that I love and you're hurt for it and you can't make it. I'm sure Vince is going to go, yeah.
Well, there would be like a 2-month gap in between then. I'm sure with his accelerated healing powers like the Wolverine, he would be fine come Mania to fight whoever he's going to fight.
I don't know.
But this is all speculation, as yes. We like to say. We don't know shit. We're just two people talking about this for some reason.
But the thing is, like, to do a UFC fight, you need at least, like, 2 to 3 months training. So, he wouldn't... I don't know if he would be able to appear on WWE TV and train at the same time.
Well, I'm sure he would just not be on TV, something he's very used to doing.
I don't know. I think...
Do you want to see this fight? Brock versus Bones?
I'm not bothered.
You're not bothered. I'm like, the MMA fan, the MMA super fan is not bothered. What does that fucking say?
Because this isn't really been a fight that people have been clamoring for. This isn't like fucking Floyd and Connor in a boxing match. It's not like Jones and Cormier or anything like that. So... I don't know. It would be good.
Isn't it one of those hashtag dream matches?
Yeah, but...
So we're looking at the Undertaker and Sting of MMA.
Potentially. My sister is calling me. One moment.
Joining the show, Andy's sister.
Hello? Yes? I will do once I've done a Ziegler episode. Well, it'll be in, like, the next 15, 20 minutes. Okay. There we go.
Moving on from that unpleasantness. Final thoughts on this Lesnar Bones shit. What's his name? Jones? Bones Jones? Jonesy the
Bonesy? John Bones Jones.
John Bones. Wow. Why is he called Bones?
I don't know.
Is it because he has bones?
I'm not his dad. Like,
fucking rude, mate.
I'm going to put this on silent.
Yeah. It's almost as if you should do that before every fucking show. You fucking pleb.
Great. Pizza Express text me going, pizza! I'm like, I don't care.
Hey, Andy.
Yeah?
I don't give a shit.
Yay.
What's the next bit of news?
So, Enzo Amore.
Wow. Okay, this is quite the transition.
Carmine's favourite wrestler. It's been reported that back on July 13th, Enzo Amore had some backstage heat on a WWE tour bus where Roman Reigns reportedly kicked him off a bus. According to the Wrestling News of newsletter, WWE brought up the situation on this week's Bring It to the Table.
What the fuck is Bring It to the Table? I hear about it, but what is it?
It's like a weird show where you have JBL and that Sam Roberts guy. And
is it in kayfabe?
Is it Sam Roberts? Yes. But it's basically WWE saying, all the smarks and all the fans are wrong! It's just basically one giant... It's just JBL bullying Peter Rosenberg.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah,
what did they say on the Bully Pete Rosenberg show?
Yeah, it's almost like that shouldn't have been cancelled, and, that should be cancelled, and Talking Smack should be still a thing, but whatever, what do I know? It's not like I pay for it or anything.
Hashtag so the Wrestling News Observer, right?
Yes.
According to the fucking Observer, what did the fucking Davey say?
Well, Davey said that the incident has set all of these issues in motion, and that Enzo was talking very loudly on his phone to someone, saying things that basically were very negative about the business. And he was also bragging about how much money he was making from the business to the person on the phone.
Who the fuck is he bragging to? Liv Morgan? Who the fuck's he bragging to? Hi, Mom. I had zero dimes.
So, there is talk that he could be moved back to NXT to help sell tickets on roadshows or on 205 Live, where his top personality will get reaction from fans.
I like the idea that Roman Reigns just throws him off the bus, says, "This is my bus now," and then drives off.
Get out of my bus. Anyway, no.
I've always been like a big detractor of the so and so has backstage heat stories. Remember when this was about Sami Zayn?
Yeah.
Remember how that turned out to be fuck all?
This does
corroborate with another story of Enzo Amore being a notorious asshole. According to the Twitterverse, he was in a strip club not too long ago, and this one stripper basically went on to her Twitter box and said, "This guy, this WWE wrestler, quote-unquote Enzo Amore, is in here being very loud, bragging about how much money he has, and yet he's not giving us any of it. So I'm going to complain about it on Twitter, and everyone on this Twitterverse is going to be like, yas, mama, spill the tea, all the shade, fucking kill me, right? Oh, God. Enzo Amore is apparently an asshole. Who'd have thought? A guy who looks like that and talks like that is an asshole. A guy that Big Cass says is very loud and very obnoxious is an asshole. Who'd have thought, right? Breaking news, guys. Enzo Amore joins the asshole club along with Austin Aries."
I mean...
Remember when he was a heel? Remember when Enzo was a heel in NXT?
Yeah.
Yeah. So was Ziff. It was easy for him.
Yeah.
But no, the idea of sending him back to NXT, why?
I don't mind that idea.
I mean, it's not a bad idea, it's not a good idea, it's an idea.
Duh!
I'd rather him go to 205 Live and somehow perform a fucking miracle and resuscitate that permanently dead crowd that always plagues 205 Live. No matter how many good storylines, no matter how many good matches, no matter how many good purple ropes that show has, it's just nothing. Every single week, there's nothing.
I think my problem with 205 Live is and Enzo being on it, is it's more of the athletic kind of thing, where everyone can do flips and things, and there's a guy who doesn't like flips, and his name is Randy Orton, but that's irrelevant.
No, his name's Drew Gulak.
Okay. But the point is that,
I think it'd be good for him to go, because, as we all know, anyone with a brain, cruiserweights are not planes. Cruiserweights are not tiddlywinks.
I think he just needs
cruiserweights can be Zack Sabre Jr. Cruiserweights can be Jack Gallagher. He doesn't necessarily do flips. Cruiserweights are more than just flippy shit, right?
Yeah, but I said athletic, so I meant, like, technical stuff.
No, I know, but there is also the side of people that think cruiserweights, look at them fly up there, all around. They're not birds, right? There are some cruiserweights that can just be technical mat wrestlers, there are some that could even be powerhouses. Like Apollo Crews, when he was, like, a cruiserweight. I'm pretty sure he's been a cruiserweight at some point. But just put Enzo on there, get him some good variety, and maybe inject some fucking life into that thing, because for the love of God, it's painful. It's painful to watch all of these really talented wrestlers just not getting anywhere. And you want Enzo to leave WWE is just so desperate to say why.
No, he should go to NXT.
Explain.
Because the issue that I have was, as a singles competitor, I don't think he has it. He's very charismatic.
And he's charismatic.
He sells merchandise, and that's great.
But as we all know, maybe that's all you need sometimes.
Yeah, but it worked when he was in a tag team with a bigger guy. But now it's just like, it's Enzo, like, you know. I think he could develop a bit more. And
into what?
I don't know, into a better singles competitor. I just feel like Enzo He's good on the mic. It's almost as if he shouldn't actually be a wrestler at all. He should just be like a manager or something.
Maybe. Maybe that would be better.
He's got the mic skills and stuff. He's got
He could still get paid for it and still brag about it while spending a dollar in a strip club.
But as a singles guy, I just don't see it. I just don't.
He was a singles guy in NXT, to be fair. That was way before Big Cass showed up and paired with him. He fought Mason Ryan once, I think. No, he fought someone else once. He was okay as a singles guy from that little bit in 2013 that I saw. He could easily recapture that magic, but they've since made him into almost a career tag man. But maybe, I don't know, maybe your place isn't among the Land of the Giants anymore, where you piss them off and get kicked off the giant bus.
It's almost as if they shouldn't have split them up.
Maybe. But in a year where tag teams are dying a death, I think it's necessary that sometimes you need a backup plan for if you do get split up,
yeah,
and you don't fall back on your own asshole like Enzo Amore has.
I think Enzo would be better suited on NXT. I really do.
I'm in the 205 Live camp. NXT already has too much talent that they don't know what to fucking do with. Put Enzo back in there. What's he gonna do? Fight Ali Black. Die. 6 weeks later, released. Whoa. Real good use of his talent
there,
right?
What the fuck is he gonna... Okay, right. So, alright, he stays on the main roster. What, is he gonna stick around 6 weeks?
205 Live. Put him on there.
Just kill
Give him a feud. Why do you hate 205 Live?
Purple ropes.
It's purple. Even though I fucking love Derek and everything about him is purple, I hate purple ropes.
Oh, Derek. Derek is a different breed.
It's purple.
Purple.
You like purple.
Derek is...
Why don't you like purple ropes?
Good.
Why can't you criticize the show for anything other than it's purple?
Okay. No one cares about anything that happens on that show.
That
if
is the
crowd's
fault.
If they made it
like
WCW's Cruiserweight... This is why WWE have never done their Cruiserweight division right. They've never done it right. WCW's the only company that's ever done a Cruiserweight division right. Because they said, just go out there and do flips. Cool. That's awesome. Just go do that. But no, it's got to be chin locks and feckin' headlocks and God... Damn, it's the same thing, but smaller people.
Chin locks and headlocks, viable parts in any wrestling match.
What?
Are you deaf today? Fucking listen up!
I need to turn up my headphones.
It's not just flips, dude. It's not just flips. They can do flips, but it's not just flips. Go and watch the Cedric Alexander vs. Noam Dar I Quit match, and see how good that is, and see how the crowd does fucking nothing. It's not down to 205 Live, it's down to the crowd. And the position that they tape 205 Live in. It's in between the end of SmackDown and the beginning of SmackDown Dark matches. Why not just have first hour of SmackDown be 205 and then have SmackDown? What are you doing?
Better still, don't do 205 Live on the road. Do it at Full Sail.
Oh yeah, because the Full Sail crowd is going to be great on another show, isn't it? It's already bad on the one show they already have where they're being assholes.
At least they care. At least they're screaming and shit.
Oh yeah, at least they're telling people to shush when it's fucking Ali Black versus Bobby Fish. Literally, the crowd is going shh, shh, for no reason throughout the entire match. Like fucking idiots. Fucking weird, stupid idiots, and I don't get why. And it's not like when Kyle O'Reilly debuts, he gets a massive pop, and then throughout the match with Ali Black, nothing. But yeah, no, they're making noise. Wow, they're passionate fans. Fuck off, Full Sail.
Oh, fuck. It's better than sat on your hands, scratching your ass.
It's just as bad.
What?
It's just as fucking bad, old man with hearing problems.
Old man hearing problems. That should be a new character on NXT. He's got, what?
That should be Enzo's new character.
He suddenly becomes really old. Like, oh, and he tries like to Benjamin do that weird step dance. And he's like, oh, my hip. Like, no.
Okay, you took the joke a bit too far there. See what you always do.
Yeah, don't like everything. So anyway, so that's what we think. What do you think? Comment below. And you can follow us on all of our social media, such as Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We have a Patreon page. If you donate, we will make content. Don't know how, because we live in different places, but we'll figure it out.
It's almost as if you didn't think about this when you launched the Patreon.
Shut up. And also, we have a Supla Gaming channel, which again, we'll figure out what we're going to do with that.
Because you didn't think about that when you made it.
What?
Because you also didn't think about that when you made it. Oh my god, can you? Are you just not listening to anything that's ever said anymore? Just what? 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 Are you broken?
I just miss Supla City Hall so much.
Why do you miss living with someone who torments you forever?
Because it's a problem I have.
Well, you're lucky you have me then. We're going live in 2 weeks for Supla Slam.
Yes.
Join us then. The next Brawl event will be Big Strong Boy Fights. We'll be fighting.
I made an arena for that.
You did. You should watch it when it comes out and you'll see it.
It's beautiful.
It'll be out soon. And I think that's everything.
Delightful. Well, I have been Andy Kwan.
I'm Miss Carmine.
We'll see you next time. Goodbye.